Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm John Stempin. Category 1 Hurricane Ian exited Florida's east coast Friday, heading north, probably for the Carolinas. Ian is about 175 miles south of Charleston. Maximum sustained winds, 85 miles an hour. It's moving to the north-northeast at 10 miles an hour. A hurricane warning is in effect from the Savannah River to Cape Fear. Tropical storm warnings extend as far north as the Outer Banks community of Duck, North Carolina. Millions of Floridians remain without power. Amy Green of WMFE in Orlando has that story.
Across Florida, some 2.6 million customers remain without power. About half are Florida Power and Light customers. Chief Executive Officer Eric Szilagyi says some 700,000 have had power restored, but for others, it will take time.
There are some destructive areas that simply cannot be repaired, and they'll have to be rebuilt. Unfortunately, there are also homes and businesses that will simply not be able to safely take the power once it's ready.
Catastrophic destruction is reported in southwest Florida, where Hurricane Ian came ashore as a strong Category 4 storm. There's also widespread flooding in central Florida. For NPR News, I'm Amy Green in Orlando.
And in Northport, Florida, one of the first places Ian struck, the recovery is underway. Curtis Browerstone took part in rescues on Friday.
My whole yard's underwater, so I just pushed it off the trailer and just started going around, doing what I can to get people out of the water. I mean, every other house, there's people in it. Only the people that can walk are walking. There's a lot of older people. There's a house in there with a few older people that weigh more than 300-400 pounds, and they're going to have a very hard time getting out of here.
Officials say statewide about 700 rescues on Friday. The Justice Department has announced criminal charges against Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska. As NPR's Ryan Lucas reports, three of Deripaska's associates also face federal charges.
According to an indictment unsealed in federal court in Manhattan, Oleg Deripaska faces one count of conspiracy to violate U.S. sanctions. Three of his associates also face charges, including a woman who prosecutors say has had two children with Deripaska. Ekaterina Voronina faces one false statements count for allegedly lying to federal agents when trying to enter the U.S. to give birth to Deripaska's child. The other two associates allegedly provided services to Deripaska in the U.S., including arranging medical care and housing to facilitate the births of Deripaska's children in the United States. One of the defendants, who is a U.S. citizen, has been arrested. Deripaska and the other two are not in U.S. custody. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
The wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, Ginny, stuck to the false claim of a fraudulent 2020 U.S. presidential election on Friday during testimony to the House January 6 committee. That's according to the committee's Democratic chairman, Bernie Thompson. This is NPR. Russia appears ready to annex more of Ukraine in just a couple of hours. The annexations are not recognized by the West and are a violation of Ukrainian and international law. The annexations follow forced balloting in a series of so-called referendums in the Russian-occupied areas in the east of the country. Ukraine will hold an emergency meeting of its National Security and Defense Council today to discuss the matter. The Texas Rangers and the FBI are investigating two separate shootings of migrants in West Texas. Texas Public Radio's Yvette Benavides has more on the story.
On Tuesday, two migrants were shot, one of them fatally, in Hudspeth County in far west Texas. Elizabeth Carter is with the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The preliminary investigation shows that a truck with two men inside pulled over and shot at a group of illegal immigrants standing alongside the road getting water.
On Wednesday, two men were arrested in connection with the shooting, Michael Shepard, a warden at a local jail, and his twin brother, Mark Shepard. Then on Wednesday morning, there was another shooting in Hudspeth County that appears to also target migrants. 26-year-old Eric Garibaldi of Fort Hancock is accused of shooting a man in the face. He's being treated at a local hospital. It's not clear if the two shootings are connected. I'm Yvette Benavides in San Antonio.
President Joe Biden told visiting leaders from more than a dozen Pacific Island nations he wants to partner against climate change. The president addressed a Washington summit as the White House looks to improve relations with nations in the Pacific. I'm John Stempin, NPR News.